Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Good morning and welcome to the Good News Christian Ministries radio broadcast. Again, this is Donald Crisp, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Smiths Falls. And as I say each time, it is my privilege to present the Good News message today. This program is sponsored by the Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO. Now think of it. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is always wonderful to have God's people gather on God's day to hear God's word. And now may God bless our hearing of today's message, and may we commit ourselves to listen with all our hearts. My prayer today is that God would bless us, encourage us, challenge us, and comfort us. May God turn our hearts toward home as he speaks to us and draws us near. My message today is entitled Revival. My theme verse is found in Zechariah, the book of Zechariah, chapter 1, verse 3. This is what it says. Return to me, declares the Lord Almighty, and I will return to you. The message, one of the newer translations, read simply this way. Come back to me, and I'll come back to you. Folks, this message today will focus on revival, renewal, and the return of God's people to God's will according to God's word. But first, let's listen to Selah singing, Be Thou My Vision, from the Greatest Hymns CD. And I choose that piece because if we're going to have renewal and revival and a return of God's people to God's will according to his word, then we must have him lead. He is our vision. We need to follow him. Let's listen to this piece.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping,
heart of my own.
Oh, yes. Return to me, declares the Lord God Almighty, and I will return to you. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 3. Now, historically speaking, Zechariah began his ministry around 521 B.C. Zacharias was both a priest and a prophet. He began his ministry in Judah 2 months after Haggai began his ministry. Both prophets compared the present with the past and the future. Haggai and Zacharias' ministries followed the ministries of Ezekiel and Daniel, who ministered to the captives while they were in Babylon. Haggai and Zechariah were called by God to speak God's message to God's people as they were to return home to God's land. Haggai stressing and the rebuilding of the temple as a sign and a source of the Lord's blessing. And Zechariah was emphasizing the need of God's people for renewal, for God's people to repent, and for spiritual revival. Zechariah emerged as God's spokesman during these difficult days, and he said simply this, "Return to me," says the Lord. That was Zechariah's word from the Lord. Now understand this. The people had been in exile because they had been worshiping Jerusalem, the city. They had been worshiping the temple. They had been worshiping the building, the structure. So God allowed the Babylonians to destroy Jerusalem and the temple. Now it's time to return, says God, but it's also time to repent. It's time to rebuild. Rebuild Jerusalem? Oh, yes. Rebuild the temple? Absolutely. But also, it's time to rebuild the people. Folks, we need to be open with our eyes to what God has for us. We need to open our eyes to God's message. We need to open our eyes to God's miracles. Sometimes we can be looking and just not seeing. I love the story of Sherlock Holmes and his loyal friend and student Watson. They were together on a camping trip, and after a good meal, they lay down for the night and they went to sleep. Some hours later, Holmes awoke and nudged his faithful friend, and he said, "Watson, look up at the sky and tell me what you see." Watson said, "I see millions and millions of stars." "What does it tell you?" Holmes questioned. Watson pondered the question, and then he said, "Astronomically, it tells me that there are millions of galaxies and potentially billions of planets. Astrologically, I observe that Saturn is in Leo. Horologically, I deduce that the time is approximately 3:15. Theologically, I can see that God is all-powerful and that we are small and insignificant. Meteorologically, I suspect that you will have a beautiful day tomorrow." "What does it tell you, Mr. Holmes?" Holmes was silent for a moment, and then he said, "Watson, you're an idiot. It tells me this, that someone has stolen our tent." Now, you may have to think about that for a moment or two. My prayer is that God would open our eyes to see the truth, that many churches today are needing God's Spirit to renew them and to revive them. And yet, at the same time, we need to turn from what we're doing and turn back to God. Perhaps you've heard also about the Great Awakening, the revival that began in Germany in the year 1734 in a small Christian community called Hernot, which sent out, it's amazing, they sent out over 300 radical missionaries spreading revival like wildfire to England and then to the United States, resulting in thousands of souls turning to Christ. Although revivals took place throughout the Civil War, it was also during the late fall of 1863 through the spring and the summer of 1864 that there was subsequently called what we know today as the Great Revival. Although this event is best documented for Lee's Army of Northern Virginia, it actually took place in both the Northern and Southern armies, in both the Virginia and the Tennessee theaters of the war. According to the Confederate chaplain J. William Jones, virtually every Confederate brigade was affected, and approximately 10% of the soldiers in the Army of the North, Virginia, accepted Christ. Night after night, troops participated in worship and in prayer meetings. Virtually every gathering ended with soldiers coming forward to accept Christ or to receive prayer. When they came across a pond or a river, the soldiers were frequently stepping forward to be baptized, regardless of how cold the weather might have been. U.S. Christian Commission reports show that similar events were happening in the north, in the northern principal Eastern Army, the Army of the Potomac. And at the same time, brigade chapels were so full that many men were frequently turned away. There wasn't room enough for them to come in. It was estimated that over 100,000 Confederate and somewhere between 100 to 200,000 Union troops accepted Christ during the Civil War. Roughly 10% of the men engaged in coming to Christ. They were raised in the church and they were coming home. They were repenting. They were returning to the Lord. There are many accounts of the change that took place in the men, both during the war and afterwards, and as a result of the many revivals and the movement of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, "By his might he sets his people free." He realized that God is the mighty Lord. He is Adonai El Shaddai, the mighty Lord of the mountains, the mighty Lord God, or the Lord who is mighty to save. He is the one, when we make that move toward him, who will perform miracles in us and around us. Let's listen now to Amy Grant singing of this God, El Shaddai. This comes from her collection CD.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ech Hamkana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, turn the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees. And by your might, you set your children. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ech Hamkana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Though the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be, though your word contained the plan, they just could not understand. Your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ech Hamkana Adonai. I will praise you till I die, El Shaddai. Yeah.
Yes, revival. The first point I'm making is the revival is the return of God's people. I believe there are five components of all revivals. Many have written about this. These five components are non-negotiable. They appear in all the Old Testament revivals. I believe there are 12 Old Testament revivals. And all five components are there. First and foremost, God appoints a strong, godly leader. Then, secondly, there's a shared vision with the leader and God's people. Thirdly, there's an emphasis or a return to God's written word. Fourthly, there's a gathering unity about the mission that they're going to go on. And fifthly, there's obedience to the authority of the leadership. Five components of all revivals: strong godly leaders, shared vision, and a return to the Word of God. Listen to Scripture. Be strong and be very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let the book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. That's found in Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. And that's exactly what's missing from our world today. People need to get back to the written word of God. But also I said there's a gathering in unity. It says, then they asked or answered Joshua. They said, whatever you have commanded us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. Yes, they had come together. Joshua 1:16. And then we see obedience to authority. They said, just as we fully obeyed Moses, so we will obey you. Joshua 1:17. Just as we fully obeyed Moses, so we will obey you. Yes, when God revives his people, there's a real sense of obedience to God's word and people following the leaders that God appoints, even as those leaders follow the Lord himself. Think of it. Godly passion replaces apathy. Holy Spirit conviction replaces tolerance. Purpose replaces aimlessness. God would now be first in all their lives, replacing all else. That's our problem in Canada, isn't it? We need godly passion replacing apathy. We need Holy Spirit conviction that replaces our Canadian tolerance. We need a sense of purpose. We need to keep the main thing, and that will replace our spirit of aimlessness. We need to focus on God first, and that needs to take place over all else. Secondly, we need to understand God's response when God's people return to him. Our Lord's gracious response to his people is so predictable and so consistent. You know, the top five results of people returning to him, God responds, we see many things happen. Number one, we see miracles. Yes, God provides. He provides that which we cannot provide. Also, we see worship. We see people worshiping God, praising God. The Bible says God inhabits the praises of his people. We see the spirit of joy, great joy. We also see shalom, peace. And we also see growth, not just numerical growth, but spiritual growth as well. Miracles happen that are unaccounted for, but indeed it's the moving of God's hand. Listen to Joshua chapter 3, verses 14 to 17. So when the people broke camp to cross the Jordan, the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. Now the Jordan is at flood stage all during harvest. Yet as soon as the priests who carried the Ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap a great distance away at a town called Adam in the vicinity of Zarahan, while the water flowing down to the sea of the Arabah was completely cut off. Now, folks, that's a miracle. So the people crossed over opposite Jericho. The priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, they stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan while all Israel passed by. The whole nation had completed the crossing on dry ground. Now, folks, that's a miracle. You know, let me speak of another miracle in the form of a revival. The year was 1904. A young ministerial student by the name of Evan Roberts, he began to feel that God was sending an urgent message that he was going to pour out a mighty spirit of revival on Wales. What a prayer that would be. What an answer from God that would be as people had been praying. Roberts began attending various revival meetings, and during one of those meetings, he was deeply moved by the Spirit. As he prayed at the altar, he cried out to God this prayer, "Lord, bend me. Align my will with yours." This was a complete and total surrender of his will to God's will. Roberts soon returned to his home church to preach the message of revival. But his pastor was reluctant to allow him to speak. In a compromise, the pastor announced that Roberts would be speaking following the regular prayer meeting, and any who would wish to stay behind were welcome. Only 17 people stayed to hear Evan speak, and most of them were teenagers and young adults. Evan Roberts spoke in that church at that moment for nearly 2 hours with a simple 4-point message that he was convinced could help God bring revival. He knew it was a message from God. Here are the 4 points. Number one, confess all known sin to God. Number two, deal with and get rid of any doubt or any doubtful area in your life. Number three, be ready to obey the Holy Spirit instantly. And number four, confess Christ publicly. When Roberts finished speaking, all 17 young people were at the altar on their knees, crying out to God. They prayed until about 2 a.m., we're told. It was the beginning of one of the greatest movements of God in all history. By the end of the week, over 60,000 people were won to Christ, and over the course of the next year and a half, revival swept through the nation of Wales. Over 1 million people were led to saving faith in Jesus Christ. The revival was so great that the national culture changed dramatically. Listen to this. All of the taverns and liquor stores went out of business. Can you imagine that? Work at the coal mines was brought to a near standstill. The mules who pulled the wagons were so accustomed to hearing foul language from the workers, the miners, that after the men were saved, the mules no longer recognized their voices or their commands. Oh, wow. The entire police force was dismissed for almost 18 months due to a complete lack of crime. One of the few court cases that was actually brought before a judge was unusual. The defendant came into the court, admitted his guilt. The judge then led the man to Christ, and the jury closed the case by singing a hymn. This is all history. The revival eventually made its way across the Atlantic and swept through parts of New York and New Jersey. Yes, there were even daily columns in the New York Times called Today's Converts. Did you know that? And they listed those who were being saved. A miraculous historical time indeed. God's people returning to God's will according to God's word. Times seem to have totally changed, and we have to admit that our world is nothing like 1904. J. Edwin Orr, who writes much of this history for us that I've been quoting, he explains, whenever God is ready to do something new with his people, he always sets them to praying. Then when revival comes, you can't stop people from praying. This was said about the revival in Wales in the year 1859. The prayer for revival was, "Lord, bend me. Align my will with yours." Folks, revival is beginning again. It begins by each of us praying, "Lord, bend me. Align my will with yours." Now let me ask you a question. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to say, "Lord, let's begin again"? Can you say today, "It's me, O Lord, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer"? Can you say today, "Lord, renew me, refresh me, revive me"? Can you say today, "Lord, I want to begin again"? As you pray that, you're going to hear God in the depth of your heart saying, "Okay, then let's begin again." Let's pray. Father in heaven, I've heard this message. You've touched my heart. And Lord, I pray right now that I would just run into your arms. I pray right now that I would feel the strength of those arms holding me, it is my desire right now to get into your will according to your word. Father, I believe in you. I pray now that you would energize me with your spirit, anoint me with your spirit, fill me with your spirit, so that I can live for you, both now and forevermore. Lord, I want to begin again. Amen. Friends, in conclusion, allow me to thank you for listening to this message today, for your open heart, your prayerful encouragement for these messages. And let me also thank you for your God-led financial support of this radio ministry. You need to know that your faithful prayers and gracious giving continues to empower and enable this ministry to deliver God's good news message on the air. I want to thank you for being part of our radio ministry team. I say this every time I'm on the air. We can't do this without you. Let me encourage you and challenge you to make a check payable to the Good News Christian Ministry and send it to Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO. Mark the check Good News Broadcast, and we will send you a receipt at income tax time. Now a personal note. Again, if this radio ministry is impacting your life, perhaps you prayed to receive Christ, or today you prayed to renew yourself in Christ, to return to Christ. You prayed, Lord, I want to begin again. I'm asking you that you would write us, that you would just share with us what God is doing in your life. We want to join you in thanking God for what he is doing. You can email me at doncrisp@hotmail.com. That's D-O-N-C-R-I-S-P @hotmail.com. Or you can make your comments on our website. Or even still, you can write us and send your story by snail mail to the Good News Christian Ministries. Again, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO. Again, we would love to hear from you. Please encourage others to listen to this radio ministry. Did you know that there are many ways of listening to this ministry? You can listen to this program each Sunday morning at 6:30 until 7 on CFRA 580 AM, or on Rogers Cable 927, or online at CFRA.com. Or during the week, go to the website and just Google in Good News Christian Ministries and then click on broadcast. Wow, there's so many ways of accessing this message. Now, folks, don't forget to worship in a church that proclaims Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world and points you to the cross, a church that will equip you and encourage you to embrace our Lord's will for your life, a church that faithfully holds high the Bible and does not waver from the principles, precepts, and promises that are found within it. Father, we pray that you would inspire us and instruct us to live lives worthy of you. We pray also that you would empower us to live for you, bringing honor and glory to your name. Now, as we conclude today's program, let's listen to Ray Bolt singing, Let's Begin Again. And now may God bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. May you live with courage, faith, and love. May you be grace agents for Christ in a world that hungers for hope, love, and truth. Amen.
I can still remember when we said our wedding vows. We gave the Lord our hearts and our home. Lately we've been so busy, it's changing us somehow. Let's begin again.
Let's begin again.
Trust in him and not our feelings. Let's
leave the loneliness behind.
Take my hand and there.
Take my hand and there.
We can find a new. Let's begin again. But there's still time.
Tears
let's leave the loneliness behind. Take my hand in there. Begin again while there's still time. Let's begin again. Trust in Him and not our feelings. Let's leave.
News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.